Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще ватка. Наш полет включает борщ. Я еще хочу упомянуть Чернобыль. And now, here's Phil.
This is the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I don't know what's going on in Salt Lake City, but you guys shouldn't be hearing this show there yet. I didn't think they were supposed to come on until the 11th of October. And if you're replaying the previous night's show the following night, which is a big fat no-no, then you'll hear me say these words, please don't do that, until we come online on the 11th. Or give us some reason as to why you're doing it. I don't know. But we're getting calls at 6 o'clock at night for the show before we even go on the air from people who want to comment on a show that's 48 hours old. So whatever's going on in Salt Lake, stop that. Just stop. Love those jazz. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley is with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Bobby, how are you?
I'm good, Phil. How are you doing tonight?
Great. And I know that there is back to school going on up there with the PTO.
We do have, there's a couple big functions that are going to be going on. Our Western Estates back to school parent-teacher coffee is going to be this coming weekend, and we're going to have a dinner hosted by our parent-teachers organization. We have opened up the poinsettia phase of Western Estates.
That is the new phase of homes, right?
Yes, it is. So we're very, very excited about that. These are beautiful homes. They are what are called our Phase 3 estates. They're 5- and 6-bedroom homes, 4- and 5-bath, 3- to 4-car garages. They're on 3/4-acre lots. They are absolutely gorgeous. All of the kitchens have sub-zero.
Well, now, what is sub-zero? Is that the latest in...
You don't know what a sub-zero is?
No, I don't. Is that the latest in refrigerators?
Absolutely, Phil. It is a marvelous, marvelous appliance. And it is the very latest in a kitchen appliance for the refrigerator and for the freezer. They're just gorgeous. And we were very lucky, Phil. You know, Steve and I moved into the Bougainvillea phase. That is phase one. And our home is about 4,500 square feet. So we have our two boys. We've got a lot of room. And we're really excited about the Bougainvillea phase. I wanted to mention a couple of names, and I know that you didn't want me to do this.
The reason why I don't want you mentioning people's names is because there is the possibility of lawsuit.
I think it's really important, Phil, and I really want you to trust me on this because I want to talk about Connie and Vince Browning.
Now, you've just mentioned two people who I don't know, and these are two private citizens. They're not public personalities.
Phil, it's really important. What is going on here?
But the problem is, you can't indemnify me against a lawsuit. You understand?
So I'm going to take that responsibility. The Western Estates Homeowners Association is going to take that responsibility.
And if you're promising me that you're going to indemnify me against a lawsuit from two people whose names you just mentioned, and who my understanding is you have a dispute with...
No, we don't have a dispute. What we have is a neighborhood problem among friends. I have known Connie and Vince since they moved in. They have four children. They just gave birth to their fourth child, and this is within 5 years. They've been married 6 years. So this is a couple that has been very busy at creating a family that is beginning to outgrow their current situation, and it is a very dangerous situation.
And why is this dangerous? You see, you've mentioned these people. They've had four kids.
They are considering having a fifth child. They've just had a fourth. They are considering adding a fifth child to their family. They live in the poinsettia phase of Western Estates. These are bigger family homes, yes, but they are to be converted into offices and media rooms. And what they're doing is they're using that extra space for bedrooms. Now, we have told them, and I have talked to Connie, and I have talked to Vince, and we have told them that we have seen their family getting much, much bigger. We have watched the toll that it has taken on Connie. We have watched her get more fatigued. We have watched her figure go. We have seen her at a lot of the barbecues that we've had in a two-piece bathing suit, Phil. This is a woman that has had four children. And there isn't a woman listening to me tonight that has had three or four children or more that doesn't know what it is I'm talking about. You don't wear a two-piece at the pool after you've given birth to that many children. It is not the most social thing to do.
But again, you've mentioned Connie and Vince Browning. They've had four kids. You guys at Western Estates have a problem with this.
We have a problem with that. They have created a family that is outgrowing our neighborhood. We have, and I think in America today, you have anywhere from 2 to 2.5 children per family. They have created a situation whereby it's going to be dangerous for their kids. There's a lot of kids running around the streets here as it is. This is not healthy for them. We talked about this at our meeting.
You talked about what? The fact that they've had a fourth child?
The fact that they have had a fourth child, Phil.
Now, look, I understand something. I am not criticizing whatever it is that you are saying to this family. The only thing I'm saying is you've mentioned their name, and there is a possibility of a lawsuit, okay?
And I am willing to take that. And Steve's, my husband's here, Phil.
Would you say hello to him?
Phil Henry says hello.
Just tell him we're willing to take the responsibility.
Steve says, my husband says that we're willing to take the responsibility, and my husband believes it's very important that we let these people know that they are creating a situation for children. They're thinking of having five children. And, Phil, in our neighborhood, we have an awful lot of SUVs. We've got a lot of family vehicles. We have anywhere from the Excursion to the Navigator. Steve and I have a Suburban and a Navigator. I've got a lot of PTO business on my mind. I have an awful lot of homeowners business on my mind. If I pull out of my driveway one morning, and because of Connie and Vince Browning, and yes, I've mentioned their name, because of these two people having all of these children, and my Navigator has a meeting with one of their children, who do you think wins that fight, Phil? Who do you think?
Who do you think wins the fight between a Navigator and a kid?
Who do you think wins the fight between a Navigator and a kid?
Obviously, the Navigator wins.
That's right. Now, we did something that we thought was wonderful, and I was so excited. And you can be on such a high and then be completely shot down. I went over to Connie and Vince's house. They had had a welcome back to school tea for a lot of the mothers. I went over to her house. We had passed the hat at one of the homeowners association meetings, and we'd collected $500, and we thought the best thing to do is to recommend to Vince that he have a vasectomy. I know you mentioned that you had one, Phil.
I had a vasectomy 2 years ago, yes.
I went over to their home. We had the money in hand. I knocked on the door. I was so excited. Connie answered the door, and I said, Connie, I'm so excited for you, and I'm so very, very happy for you. We have collected $500 for the vasectomy for Vince. You know that those third and fourth bedrooms are supposed to be converted into media rooms and family rooms. You know you're violating the homeowners association by turning that into a bedroom for the fourth and fifth child that you're going to have. I said, look what we've done. Okay?
All right.
And I was so excited, and she slammed the door in my face, and I was so humiliated. And I was—I will tell you—I was so angry.
You came to her door with money for a vasectomy for her husband.
We had collected the money at the homeowners association. We had voted on it. We had made them aware of the fact that the fourth and fifth bedrooms in the poinsettia phase were to be converted into family rooms and into media rooms and into offices. They completely ignored that. They went ahead and had the fourth child. We did what we thought was a good thing to do. We came over with money for a vasectomy for Vince.
For Mr. Browning.
Yes. And I had a door slammed in my face.
She had the door slammed in her face? I'll tell you, it pissed me off.
What did he say?
What did he say?
It pissed me off, Phil.
All right, well, it pissed you off and made you angry, but I'm trying to, again, let you know that. But tell Steve that mentioning these names...
Steve, he says that mentioning their names could mean we could get sued.
We'll indemnify it.
My husband says that we can indemnify you, but I really want Connie and Vince to know that we do love you very much, and what you're doing is going to destroy your family. And if Vince could have that vasectomy, and you could stop this juggernaut that you've created and convert those fourth and fifth bedrooms, I think we'd be a lot better off, Phil. And we're doing this as a family, and we're doing this as a neighborhood.
All right, hold the line, please. Bobby Dooley, Western Estates Homeowners Association. There's a family out in their poinsettia phase, which is the phase three estates. They've had their fourth kid. They're thinking about having five. Apparently, they've got some problem with that many kids out there, and they've raised money for a vasectomy for Vince Browning. She mentioned his name, and they've refused. I don't know what's going to happen. They've had a fourth. They want to have a fifth. The Homeowners Association believes this man should have a vasectomy. This is the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Did you give money to the Brownings for a vasectomy?
Yes, we did, Phil. And
let me know we passed the hat on that, Phil.
Yeah, Phil, my husband said...
No, I heard what Steve said. You guys passed the hat for a vasectomy for a couple who are having too many kids in your neighborhood. That's what you're saying.
So we love children in our neighborhood, but we've had some encounters. Billy Broom, a little 10-year-old boy who lived in the Bougainvillea phase when they opened that up last spring, where there was a Chevy Suburban. Who do you think wins between a Suburban and an 8-year-old boy?
Phil, who do you think wins?
I know who wins. A little Suburban wins, okay?
That's what we're talking about. And they are to convert those rooms. And all we did, I gave her the money. She slammed the door in my face. I could not believe the gall of this woman when we went to her home and offered her this. Vince could go and have the vasectomy.
No more kids.
No more kids. And she didn't want to do that.
All right, here's Hammett on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing, Phil? I just want to comment. I can't see why she can't have any more kids. I'm a developer, and I've never heard of a homeowners association or any CC&Rs limiting the improvements on the interior of a unit. They can limit the exterior, but they can do whatever they want on the inside of their home.
What is he referring to?
He's referring to the fact that the CC&R state that those fourth and fifth bedrooms are to be converted into media rooms and into offices, and they're using them for bedrooms, and that is against our CC&Rs.
It is against the CC&Rs, though.
Yes. And so by having that extra child,
many units, and
well,
I hope to God she has another child, and I hope it's healthy.
Well,
I hope it's healthy.
Well, you know what? If we have anything to say about this, it's not going to happen. They've got four children now. They've got plenty of kids. I don't know how many kids these people need.
Well,
it's
not up to you to decide how many children anybody's going to need.
Well, no, it isn't, unless, of course.
It's up to the individual people. But if they want to have 10 kids, it's up to them.
Ask the guy who wins.
I'm sorry, Steve?
Ask him who wins.
Who do you think wins?
I mean, as long as she pays her dues and she abides by the rules on the exterior of the building, you should not have anything to say about what she does on the inside of the building.
I think what we're talking about is littering the neighborhood with the number of children.
Well, that's not the point.
Littering
the point.
Well,
that's not the point.
The point is
you're telling somebody how to raise their family and how many children they have.
Well, when we're talking about...
You don't have to tell them what to do to the inside of their house. They can do whatever they want to do.
Well, not according to our CC&Rs.
So your CC&Rs say the poinsettia phase?
Right.
That they are able to only use three of those five bedrooms as bedrooms, and the other two
are to be converted, right? Because they're littering the neighborhood with a number of children that we don't need. And as we've said before, you have a Suburban and a 10-year-old child. Who do you think wins that? Sir?
We already know that one. I heard that on the radio about
wins,
three times
okay?
already.
Yeah, we know that.
We
the
know
Suburban
that already,
wins, okay?
I cannot
well,
believe that
wins?
The CC&Rs say that.
Who do you think wins?
I mean, I develop
who
a lot of
wins?
Units, and they cannot, we cannot demand and tell the people what to do on the inside of their unit.
Well, why are they doing this? Why are they having the children?
Well,
I don't
because
understand.
Because they want to. They're a happy family.
Well,
I have a sister-in-law that has eight children
why?
And lives in a four-bedroom house.
Why?
I mean, I'm not going to go there and tell them that they can't have eight children.
But you'd like
and
to, wouldn't
she's
you?
She's a very good mother. She's a and,
you'd like
and
to,
on
wouldn't
top
you?
Of that, she has a very good figure, too,
well, let me,
after having eight children.
Well, that's you're her brother, and you're being very, very kind.
No, I'm a
you're,
brother-in-law.
You're
and
her brother-in-law.
Very,
and
I can be very...
You're being
you know,
very kind.
But all I'm saying is I hope she has her next child and it's healthy and her husband
and
never gets a vasectomy until
kids?
He's ready to do it.
Hey, you said she got eight kids. She got a good figure?
Oh, yeah. She got a fantastic figure. My wife has... I have four children.
How's that possible?
I've been married 28 years and my wife still wears a size 7.
How's that possible?
How's that possible?
Yeah.
She works out. She's in shape.
Well, I don't understand.
I've been married 28 years. I've been married to the same woman for 28 years, have four children, and my wife is a seven. So you can't tell me that women that have children are not able to keep their figure.
Well, I'm not necessarily talking about that. I'm talking about there's obviously a stretching of the skin. There's a horrible mutilation of the skin that goes on. And,
well, his car phone disconnected. Really, what we're asking here, though, is the question, how can you tell people how many kids to have?
Why are they having eight kids, Phil? And I wanted to ask him that.
Well, yeah, I want to know that, too, Phil. Why are they eight kids?
I guess because they want to. Taylorsville, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'm from down south, and most of us do have big families. We have 12, 15 kids in a family. Personally, I think you miss out a lot. On a smaller family. And, you know, I agree with the caller before. You know, I don't see what right you have to go tell them in their own house. And as far as the suburban and the kid wins, sounds like you got a problem with driving.
No, I'm asking who wins when an 8-year-old boy meets a suburban.
Well, like you said, we all know that.
Well, you have.
It sounds like to me you got too much traffic in your neighborhood or somebody can't drive.
Where do you have the suburbans up there? Whereabouts are you living?
I have seven brothers and sisters.
Whereabouts do you live?
I live in North Carolina.
Whereabouts that in North Carolina?
Near Hickory.
I know where Hickory is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who do you figure wins in a battle between the, you know?
Wait, hold on. I got to have Steve. If you're going to get on the phone, get on the phone, okay?
Steve, he wants you to get on the phone.
I don't want to get on the phone. I just want to say
That's just stupid. I mean,
what's stupid about it?
I mean, anybody can get hit anywhere walking. I mean,
well, why would we walk up to their front door and say, I was very excited. I wanted her to have this. I gave her $500 so Vince could finally go in and have the work done.
And that to me is just more offending than anything.
Why is that?
Because you go to a man's house. I mean, his kids are well taken care of, right? Right? They're financially stable, right?
Well, I don't.
I mean, it sounds like a nice neighborhood.
Well, they're in the poinsettia phase, so yes, those homes are upward of $800,000.
Okay. Well, they're happy, taking care of their kids. They want more kids.
Well,
I don't see how that's going to affect
you. Well, hold on, hey, it's just a tiny snip, no big deal. They should have thanked us for taking the money.
That's right. I think so. You know.
Yeah, well, I'd have took the money too. Mm-hmm. Somebody would have had the gall to come to my house and say that just to teach you a lesson.
Okay, thank you for your call, sir. Hold on, Bobby Dooley is with us, the homeowners association there out at Western Estates. We're talking about getting a vasectomy for one of their neighbors. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también Green Card. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrea. Y también debo mencionar Taco Bell Chihuahua. Y ahora, aquí está Phil.
You know, I happen to know that we've run a lot of network shows out of the station we're at here in Los Angeles over the years. But boy, the abortion that's being committed tonight. We got half traffic. We got news going too long. I'm going to start taking it personal in a minute. Did you hear what happened to the traffic there? That's I'm just talking about for L.A. Did you hear what happened? He had to cut the traffic off. Nobody can get the time. All of a sudden, nobody knows how to tell the time. Excuse me. Anyway, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley is with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Let me ask you something. You got a family over there in the poinsettia phase. They're having too many kids. You've given them money for a vasectomy. They refused the money.
They did. Phil refused the money, and I want to. You know, I know that you're a little bit angry about this.
Well, I'm angry about a lot of stuff. Forgive me. I don't mean to yell.
But the meeting was when Steve and I got together. Steve, you remember that?
We decided to give them money for the vasectomy.
And, you know, my husband and I decided, give them the money for the vasectomy. Let's get this neighborhood under control. Because when a Ford Excursion meets an 11-year-old boy, guess who wins?
Who wins, Bill?
I know who wins. The Ford Excursion wins. Okay?
That's what we're talking about. And all we did was try to get this family under control. And I am personally heartsick at the treatment that I received.
All right, here is Mount Holly on the Phil Hendry Show. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was listening to the show on the air, and I just had a comment. First of all, what, you know, struck me to be really odd is that we're choosing our sport utilities over our children. Instead of, you know, we have a problem with our children being struck by sport utilities, so we'll get rid of the children instead of the sport utilities.
Well, you know, it's a good question, but we have an awful lot of things that we're involved in here. We have our PTO. We have our homeowners association. My husband and I operate a business out of our home, so there are a lot of other considerations. And when I have my mind on three different things, I have a Lincoln Navigator. I don't know if you, what do you drive?
Me, I have a truck, a Mazda.
Is that a truck or is a Mazda truck?
Yeah, it's a truck.
But that's not the big.
No, that's not the big truck. But that's not the point.
No, but
you're not watching the road.
Well, we have a 300 horsepower SUV. We've got a. It's an 8-valve engine. 300 horsepower.
So that's not the child's fault that you drive that, because you've got your mind on three other things. Then people have to worry about their children, because there may be somebody out here that's not concentrating, and they may run over your child because their sport utility is more important and their goals are more important than your child's life. And as far as the vasectomy, I would be greatly offended if somebody came to my house and wanted to for my husband to have a vasectomy because they thought that I had too many children in my house. And as far as the other rooms, that is totally their choice what they do with those rooms. I mean, you've got all these people listening to you right now, and you could be doing some really great things with this time. And this is just ridiculous.
No, I'm saying something that I think is very important, and that is we need to be more communally aware and community aware. And when you have adult considerations that are clashing with the so-called needs of children. Now, we have common areas. We have common areas where the children can play, but we certainly, you can't expect me to start looking around for every single little thing that, you know,
little
Connie
thing,
and,
they're children. Well, no, they are humans. They are your children. They are my children. They are the community's children. And you're saying that we should not, our life is more important and our time, and we're too busy to worry
Let me put it another way, Ms. Dooley. I mean, one of the things that we all learn when we learn how to drive a car is when we're backing out of a driveway, what do you look for?
Are you asking me that question?
Well, but more importantly, children. You're looking to make sure there isn't a kid underneath the wheel someplace. I don't know how many bicycles I've run over in our driveway. Thank God there were no kids on top of them. Kids are around, okay?
I don't understand what you're saying.
It doesn't matter what you're driving, whether you're driving a bus or a sport utility or a little tiny car. It doesn't matter what you drive. That doesn't make you exempt from watching to make sure you don't run over children.
Can I ask a lady a question?
What? My husband wanted to ask you a question.
Who do you think wins when an excursion meets a kid?
Now, see, now that's really making me mad because, you know, everybody knows. And that is a really, you know, I don't even want to think about
it. Why do we have to keep asking?
Because you don't care to look where you're going, that my child may be run over. And there are other people that are like that. Because you are too busy in your time to worry about my child, that my child may be killed because your sport utility and your life is more important than my child. I mean, you may think what's going on in your life is that important, but there is nothing to me more important than a child's life.
Why would she throw that money back in my face? She knows that Vince needs the vasectomy. I don't know how many children were in your family?
I have one child.
But when you grew up, how many children were in your family?
There were three children.
Three children. Now, I spoke to a gentleman just a moment ago. There are 15.
So that is their problem.
That's their choice.
I mean, do you slow down when you go in front of a school?
Well,
you know, how many children are in front of a school because you're driving a sport utility? Everybody look out.
Well, wait a second. What, am I supposed to stop driving a Ford Excursion because they want to squeeze kids out like puppies? Or what's that
all
about? That's
none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
you can drive whatever you
that's
want
point,
to, but it is your obligation
that's
to make sure
point,
that
honey.
You do not run over children. But that's all I wanted to say. And,
well, they're
and,
squeezing them out like puppies, like my husband said.
That's none of your business.
Well, it is my business.
It's not.
If one night, and I'm coming home, and I feel what I think is a speed bump, and it turns out to be their third kid, then what do you say?
Slow down. Watch
slow
where
down.
You're going.
I've
if you
already
know you're
run
driving a vehicle
over.
That large and you cannot see what's going on around you, maybe you need a smaller vehicle. If you cannot handle the vehicle
that you're
driving.
The best point this lady made was that we're talking about kids, and I'll tell you who wins when an SUV meets a kid. In my life, the kid wins. The SUV goes, man. If I think it's a danger to the kids.
You have an SUV, don't you, Phil?
Absolutely.
We've got four kids in our family. Yeah, we have an SUV. You got to have one these days. You got to have 58 seatbelts to cram the kids into the thing,
that's
okay?
Right.
The fact of the matter is...
And who wins if you're a Lincoln Navigator?
Who do you think wins? The Lincoln Navigator's going to win. God. Anyway, thank you for your call, ma'am. Why do you keep harping on that, okay?
But who do you think wins, Phil?
When the Ford Excursion hits an eight-year-old kid, I guess the Ford Excursion wins. Which, by the way, I don't know anybody that's got one of those things. That thing is a monstrosity. And I understand that. But if you have to... Well, I don't mean to yell, okay?
So you need to understand that there are families out there that are having four, five, six, seven children. Connie and Vince Browning of Western Estates, I am asking you, and I'm really telling you, we offered you money for a vasectomy. We offered you a way out. Now we have to go to Plan B.
And well, what is Plan B?
That's something that we really don't want to talk about right now.
What is Plan B?
We can't mention it.
My husband says we can't mention it.
Is that some kind of a threat?
No, I'm saying, Phil, that if they don't have the vasectomy, we put into place Plan B.
Here is Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I had a question for the lady. Why does she think it's any of her business how many kids these people have?
Well, I think I've already answered that question.
All right. Well,
okay.
Do you not have a speed limit in your neighborhood?
Of course we do.
All right. And what is it?
I think it's about 35 or 40 miles an hour.
You think? You don't know.
Well, how fast is the speed limit in your neighborhood?
25.
How do you know?
Because we got speed limit signs.
And you can remember what those are? I can't.
Yeah,
you know,
I've got.
I have an awful lot going on in my life. I don't know if you have a family, but remembering speed limit signs is not exactly.
Do you not remember stop signs either?
Number one on my. I know where they are, and I know what they look like.
Pay any attention to street lights?
All right. So what's the point of this conversation?
I don't know what he wants. What do you want?
I'm asking if.
What do you want?
She doesn't even know what the speed limit is.
What's the guy want?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out. What do you want? Hello?
Yes.
What do you want?
Well, I'm asking, I mean, how is it your business to take up a collection of $500?
Well, how many children were in your family? They're breeding like rats.
Three.
And we are trying desperately to control the number of children in our neighborhood so that we can have a more, I think, a more fluent communal living. I believe the joy of life is in giving. And don't ever let anyone tell you different. The joy is in giving. And I went over to Connie Browning's home, and I said, Connie, we want you to have this money for Vince's vasectomy.
Why didn't you ask him before you gave him the money? Like, why don't you?
I think it's beyond asking about it.
So they got to have the vasectomy. They got to have the vasectomy, or else is that it?
Or we go to phase two. And
what do you build a phase two, the Bougainvillea phase of how you're going to threaten this family into not having kids?
You know something, Phil. You really need it.
No, you need to understand something, all right? The family's going to have four kids. I don't know whether you got CCNRs that say that they can't put the third part of the bedroom in the thing, and I don't know what it is that you guys are talking about. But the fact is, they obviously enjoy a large family. They enjoy the children around there.
And will they enjoy it, Phil, when their children become a part of a Lincoln Navigator grill? Will they enjoy it when they...
Oh, come on.
No, seriously. Answer that question for me.
That's a good point, Bobby.
Really, answer that question. Will they enjoy it when their child is embedded in my Lincoln Navigator grill and I'm coming out of my SUV and I've got $300 worth of groceries and I walk around to the front of my car to get in through the garage and there is little Billy Brune or Timmy Browning or one of the kids just drilled right into the grill? And their little shirt is... Are they going to enjoy it then? I don't think so, Phil. And those are questions you need to answer.
Slow down, like the other guy said.
I'm slowing down. I think they need to slow down on the production of their children.
Riverside on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, how are you doing today? I have a quick concern with this issue that she has going on here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It sounds to me that you're more concerned about how many mm-hmm. children people are having,
mm-hmm.
whether or not their room should be converted into an office. If I could afford, and I plan mm-hmm. on having five children,
mm-hmm.
if I could afford five
Why?
Children, I'm going to have five children.
Why are you planning on that?
Because I come from a big family, and I love children, and I'm going to be surrounded with love. How many children do you have?
I can tell you something.
How many children do you have?
They grow up to be adults.
How many children do you have?
You know they grow up to be adults, don't you?
I'm 22 years old.
Okay,
I own
so
my
you,
own
know
business.
That, you know that
hold
children
on.
Grow up.
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 22. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 22 years
mm-hmm.
old.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own business.
Mm-hmm.
I have an SUV and a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time I back out of my driveway,
mm-hmm.
I look for children.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little 7-year-old boy living next door. I have some children living down the street.
You own your own business?
What gives you the right? What gives you the right?
Do you have your own business?
Yes, I do.
How can you? I don't understand how you can do that.
How we can do what?
He says he has his own business, that he has his mind on a lot of things, and you're looking for children in the driveway all the time. You can't do that all the time. You can,
I do it every time I pull out of my driveway, okay?
You know what? It's mm-hmm. not very hard to look both directions mm-hmm. before I pull out of my driveway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to mm-hmm. make a difference whether or not they have mm-hmm. another child? Is that going to make a difference?
Yes.
How old are your children?
My boys are 8, 10, and 12.
Okay, so if somebody grills one of your children, what are you going to do?
They won't do that because
what's going to happen if your child's under somebody's
bumper? Because we have three children.
Okay, you'd be pissed off because they're not slowing down.
No, because we have the requisite three children. We don't have four or five.
You need to respect other people's decisions.
Well, we have the requisite three children.
In life.
Okay. We have the requisite three children. We're not breeding like rats. We don't have 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and all of that nonsense. Okay.
You have no right.
We got the requisite.
You have no
three.
Right.
That's right. My husband says that we have three children. It's a far cry from 4 and 5.
Hey. You have no right to tell people how many children they can and can't have.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If you take them to court, you'll lose.
Mm-hmm.
You will
mm-hmm.
lose.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. Thank you. And I couldn't agree more with the gentleman, okay? It's insanity. What are you going to do when you see some kid stuck in the grill of your Navigator? I guess you'll drop your groceries. That'd be a shame. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization and the Homeowners Association. You've offered $500 for one of your neighbors to get a vasectomy because they've got too many kids. And
Phil, I wanted to, I'm sorry, could I interrupt you for a minute?
What?
Steve wrote something down because he had to go in the other room for a minute, but he wanted me to read this. My husband Steve told me, and he wants people to know this, that he has better things to do, and he would think that most people have better things to do than to pick kid out of the grill of their Humvee or their Navigator or their Expedition.
And to pick kid?
That's what Steve, and I know it's graphic, and I know that it is possibly insulting to a lot of people, but we have to begin to think of controlling our neighborhoods and controlling the way the flow is. And
nobody wants chunks of kid in the grill.
I'm sorry, honey?
Nobody wants chunks of kid in the grill.
That's right. He said...
What did he say?
He said no one wants chunks of kid in the grill. And,
oh, my God.
But, Phil, it makes a larger point, and that is safety, and that's not breeding like rats. And let's give the adults an opportunity to think about what they have to do. Hello?
I'm here. I'm thinking, okay? He's got better things to do than to pick kid out of the grill of his Humvee.
That is correct, Phil.
I'm trying to make a point, Phil.
Yeah, I understand you're trying to make a point. It's a gruesome point. Lake Forest, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
Could you just listen to me?
Mm-hmm.
Could you not say uh-huh while I'm talking to you?
I'm just here for you.
You're not here for anybody but yourself.
No, I'm...
Shut your mouth up and listen.
Well, excuse me, but if you're going to insult me, I don't think that...
You are the insulter.
That's the best
you're
way to go about.
You're a disgusting woman, and if you mm-hmm. had more than three kids,
mm-hmm.
I think each one of your kids should be euthanized, including
what?
Yourself.
Why are you
thank
angry?
God,
why are you
thank
angry?
Thank God you only had three. If there's three more
mm-hmm.
like you in
mm-hmm.
this world, what a sorry world we have.
You have anger, don't you?
You have anger, you
no,
disgusting
you have,
piece of crap.
You have terrible
and what a name
anger.
Like Dooley. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you're a doggy Dooley. That's
mm-hmm.
what you are.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're very mature, aren't you?
No, you are. And I'd like to see your husband. He's probably
mm-hmm.
sitting there in his undershirt and
mm-hmm.
his shorts. He
what's
sounds
this,
like a moron, too.
What's this bitch mad about?
I don't know. She's angry about something.
I'd be angry that people like you are allowed to live.
What's your head between your knees?
Somebody should have stuck a rag in your mouth the day you were born. That's all I have to say
to
you.
Had a man.
you can understand.
Well, she was just a bitch. I mean.
Yeah, well, you can understand the level of her anger, okay?
No, I can't. I can't understand. I've never, ever been able to understand that kind of hostility. I have a lot of love in my heart for people, and I have a lot of joy in my heart, and I feel sorry for that lady, and I want her to know that we're going to say a prayer for her tonight. Isn't that right, Steve?
Bitch.
No, we're going to say a prayer for her tonight, and we are going to hope that she gets over her anger, because I live by the model, I live by the motto, Phil, that it is better to give than to receive.
Why did you say that?
Because Schaefer didn't write anything else up on the screen, and I didn't know really what to say.
Okay. Here is Cornelius. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey.
Yes.
How you doing? Listen, excellent show tonight. I was just wondering...
All right, see you later. That's the kiss of death, baby. Excellent show tonight. Bakersfield, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
When do we start referring to kids as litter?
No, I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
No,
you said
I said...
litter the streets
I
with
said
kids?
Littering the streets, yes.
So, what are they, garbage to you?
No, they're not garbage to me, but they obviously are garbage to somebody else if you've got these things running around out there with no supervision.
This is probably the most... do me a favor.
No, I want to know what it is that you're trying to say. What are you trying to say?
You don't understand English?
Oh, I'm listening to you, but you haven't made
a point
yet.
Okay, well, listen.
What's this guy trying to say?
Okay.
Well, he's not
I'm just saying
point,
you
though.
Refer to them as things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You refer to them as litter.
No, I'm saying that these people who live down in the poinsettia phase. Vincent,
who cares where
Brownie,
it's poinsettia phase?
The poinsettia phase, the poinsettia phase is the most exclusive phase of our development.
So what?
What does that mean?
So you're living in the exclusive phase.
In the poinsettia phase, yes.
Poinsettia phase. Mm-hmm. So I live in the daisy phase, okay?
These
and the daisy
and
phase says, you
let
know what, if you're a family,
you.
Excuse me.
Let me explain something to you.
No,
five and six bedroom homes.
Let the gentleman in Bakersfield finish, okay?
I'm going to let you interrupt
mm-hmm.
and talk. And look, I live in the daisy phase, okay?
Yes.
And the daisy phase tells me that if parents want to have children, okay, we're not living in the 40s under Hitler, where you know,
oh my goodness, Hitler!
Genocide,
how
okay?
do we bring
this is not genocide? You don't eliminate a society just because you decide that there's too many kids littering the streets. It's insulting.
My husband wants to know if you know what a vasectomy is.
I sure do. I've had one.
All right. Well, that's not genocide.
Well,
okay.
In other words,
see,
you're trying to tell people
you had
how many kids they can have.
You had a vasectomy?
I sure did.
Well, that's genocide, according to you.
No.
Oh, I got you.
Choice.
No, I got you.
No,
I got
was
you.
My choice.
No, I won that point. You have to give
me
that.
You didn't win any point.
I won
lady.
That point with you.
No.
I did.
You think
won.
You've won.
No,
you haven't won.
You
haven't won anything.
No, you said vasectomy was genocide. She won.
No.
Yeah, because
I
you
said
you had
one. No, by choice.
I won.
You walk up
I
to
win.
Some guy's door, right, handing him or her money to get a vasectomy. What business is it of yours?
Because they're, well, you don't like the word littering. I don't, but just they're all over.
So move.
They're all over.
So move.
Well, why do they keep pumping them out? I don't like it at all.
Why don't you move?
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Thanks, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I said thank you.
Mm-hmm.